As part of a week of events and action on climate change, two West Virginia lawmakers held a webinar Tuesday with middle and high school students across the state. Democratic Delegate Evan Hansen and Republican House Speaker Roger Hanshaw took questions from students about how climate change is affecting West Virginia and what lawmakers are doing to address it. Brittany Patterson reports.
Hansen, a Democrat from Monongalia County, is an environmental scientist. Hanshaw, a Republican from Clay County, has a PhD in chemistry and is a practicing attorney. His clients have included natural gas companies and gas industry lobby groups. The duo sat down at the Capitol Tuesday morning to hear from students about a topic traditionally not often discussed in West Virginia, climate change. And the students had a lot of questions.
From Ms. Cassidy's class, and their question is, what is the biggest environmental problem you think needs to be addressed first? What environmental problem will affect us most down the road? And why don't we have Speaker Hanshaw start?
Perhaps unsurprisingly, the two delegates did have ideological differences.
Okay, sure. So what's the biggest environmental problem facing us as a state or as a country or as a nation? So I personally, I believe that it's one that you may not think about immediately, but it's our increased reliance on technological devices.
For Hanson,
we're here to talk about climate change, and I think that's the biggest global challenge that we face right now.
But both Hanson and Hanshaw agreed that tackling climate change is hard. It's polarizing. There are competing interests. A lot is at stake. Hanshaw helped set the policy agenda as leader of the West Virginia House. He suggested he was open to supporting laws that could make it easier to install renewable energy.
Delegate Hanson and I have in fact had some conversations recently about a couple of bills that we're talking about with respect to solar, with respect to the use of some of the property we have here in West Virginia.
That includes installing solar farms on abandoned coal mines.
I'm a supporter of those kind of programs because I think it results in an overall win for every industry.
West Virginia currently offers no incentives for investments in solar energy and ranks 49th in the nation in installed solar capacity. Two bills that would have boosted solar in West Virginia died in committee last year. While there may be some appetite for reforming the state's renewable energy policies, Hanshaw repeatedly expressed concern about the economic cost of transitioning away from fossil fuels in order to stave off the worst impacts of climate change.
So for us in West Virginia, the fossil industries are very important to our economy. They fund the public school systems in many of our counties. And an abrupt or a rapid transition away from that industry or our reliance on it is the potential for devastating effects on local economies.
That's a sentiment shared by West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, which could make any climate action a tough sell in the state. Justice went on Fox Business Monday evening and discussed the recent climate demonstrations that brought millions of young people from around the world into the streets demanding action.
It's a terrible shame. You know, I think about our founding fathers. I think about your dad, my dad. It is just unbelievable that we have gotten to this level. And I don't really blame the kids. I blame our leaders because they are misinformed.
Justice also lambasted the Green New Deal, a sweeping policy proposal aimed at addressing the climate crisis, while footage played of protesting students.
If you just cut off coal and cut off gas today, I mean, in 60 days, we would have a total meltdown in this country.
The Green New Deal calls for a transition away from coal and natural gas by 2030, not immediately. It would provide billions in aid, with an emphasis on those who live and work in places like West Virginia. The proposal has been critiqued for its cost. Proponents argue not taking action will cost the world more.
So we have an opportunity now, if we participate in those discussions and negotiate well, where we can actually get millions of dollars invested back into West Virginia communities that are hardest hit.
Inside Mary Ellen Cassidy's sixth grade classroom at Wheeling Country Day School, students watching the climate webinar were excited to speak directly to the people making the laws. They were also worried about what a transition away from fossil fuels would look like. Here's Victor Slack.
What will the people's jobs be like? Will they put in solar panels for a living after that, or?
But the students also expressed concerns about not taking action, like Mariah Lane.
So if we don't move away, we know that Antarctica and Alaska, and most of the cold places are starting to melt, and the water level is rising, and so maybe it would rise too high, or maybe it would get too hot.
In West Virginia, temperatures have already risen a little less than 1 degree Fahrenheit since the early 20th century and are expected to rise more. More intense rain events are expected to increase flooding in a state where most people live on or near floodplains. Hansen ended the webinar with this message.
We want to hear from you. We want to talk with you. We're accessible.
Lawmakers are expected to discuss renewable energy at an upcoming interim meeting in November. Whether the political will to enact new policies exists is yet to be seen. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brittany Patterson.